Father, right now I commit this service. I commit this body. I commit all these people, Lord, into your hands. And I pray, God, that you would accomplish your purpose. God, that you would do what you want to do, Lord, in our lives. We submit ourselves to you, Lord, and we want to please you in whatever we do. So, Lord, we're asking you to move by your Holy Spirit upon our hearts and minister to us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness and he was tempted by the devil. And when the devil came and tempted him, how did he counteract that? With the word of God. With the word of God. You know, we're living in a world that's really gone crazy. But while I say that, I believe we're also living in a world that God is at work in it, and he's accomplishing his purpose and his plan for this nation, for this world. Just because things look bad, you can't go by what you see in the natural. God works behind the scenes. And I believe we're going to see some really interesting things happen this year. And we need to have our eyes focused on the Lord. You know, I never would have believed the quick rise of wickedness that has occurred in our world and our nation. It's just boom. It's just like it blew up like an explosion. And I think one of the reasons that this has occurred is found in Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 11. Because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. You know, the evildoers have discovered that they're getting away with stuff. It seems like they're getting away with stuff. And it's been going on for so long, and they think, well, God doesn't care. You know, he doesn't care, or he doesn't see. So they just advance their agenda and push on. And they really think, a lot of them anyway, a lot of them think they're winning. They're winning. But God. You know, this is not what God will permit to go on forever. And I believe that he has given us the authority and the ability to shut this down. We're going to be going over a lot of scriptures tonight. I want you to grab a hold of them and make them your own. And I'm going to start with Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. You know, God is a God of mercy and grace. And he gives men the opportunity to repent for their sins and wickedness that they do. He forgives when they do, he forgives them. You know, he's an amazing God. It doesn't make any difference what you've done, how wicked you might have been, or whatever you've done. If you go to God with a sincere heart and ask him to forgive you of your sins, you want to become a part of the family of God, he'll welcome you in. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know, I believe this is one of the reasons why things are dragging on as long as they are. I believe God is giving some of these wicked people space to repent. He's given them the opportunity to repent if they will. He is merciful and giving the wicked an opportunity to repent and turn from the wicked way so they don't end up in hell. God knows what hell's like. And there's been some people supposedly that have gone there and seen it and managed to get back out again because the Lord allowed it. It's not a place that anybody wants to go to. And so he's given them time to commit themselves to repent. And I believe he's also extending them some rope. You know, he's looking out there and he's seeing what people are doing, where they're headed. Maybe some people haven't fully made up their mind yet the direction they're going. So he's giving them space to repent. And on the same token, on the other hand, he's also giving them rope to hang themselves. Because if they reject God and reject, you know, what God is doing, then they deserve where they go. They're the ones that choose to go there. A person doesn't go to hell just because God sends you there. You go there because you chose to go there, because you rejected God. You rejected the Word of God. You rejected the God of love that reached out to you. So God has given us the opportunity to work together with Him and accomplish His will on the earth. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." God has a plan and a purpose for every life. He has a plan and a purpose for this earth. He has a plan and purpose for a church, the body. He has a plan and a purpose for that. And God wants us to walk in that purpose. And every one of us are different. My purpose is different than your purpose. And your purpose is different than somebody else. But God wants us to fit into the body. You know, when you think about a body, it's made up of many parts. And sometimes, you know, when you injure yourself, you find out, boy, I really miss that part, you know. And it's that way with God, too. We're a part of that body of Christ. And He wants to accomplish His will in our lives. So how are we to know what God wants us to do right now? How do you know? You know, everything seems to be going totally crazy. You know, forget the politicians. They're in another league by themselves. But everything, education, all everything has just gone absolutely, totally bonkers. So, how do we know what God wants us to do right now? How can we affect any change in our world? And we're just one person, Lord. What can I do? You know, and so we go on our merry way thinking that, well, everything's okay. I can't do anything anyway. Are you sure? If God be for us, who can be against us? And I believe one of the most important things right now is we need to be in the Word. And we need to let the God of the Word abide in us and believe what He says. There is so much lies and innuendos and things out there in our world right now. You know, if you look on the internet, what can you believe? You do this and you do that. You know, there's all this stuff on the internet. How do you know what's real and what isn't? I'll tell you what we need. We need the Word of God, and we need the God of the Word within us. And we need to believe what He says. That's one of the biggest shortcomings, I believe, of the so-called church. They don't believe what God says. Eve, when she was facing the serpent, didn't believe what God says. She believed the lie of the enemy. And a lot of church people even are believing what the enemy sees. Well, you can see it all around you, you know, and you hear all this stuff and everything. And we give in to it. It's rubbish. You know, we're supposed to believe. God is looking for people that will believe. Hallelujah. And so we need to get His Word down inside of us, and we need to believe it and use it against our enemies. Psalms 37, 1 to 6. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the delights, desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Be patient with me as we look at a lot of scriptures to see what God wants from us. The spoken word of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is the means to defeating the enemy. I'll say that again. The spoken word of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is the means to defeating the enemy. 1 John 3, verse 8. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. And for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. That He might destroy the works of the devil. And He sent us out into this world with the same command that the Father sent Jesus out into the world. He said, as the Father has sent me, so I send you out into the world. He didn't send us out there powerless. Revelation 19:10. And I fell at His feet to worship Him, and He said to me, see that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So when the Holy Spirit quickens a word to us and we declare it, we are empowering something that's going to happen as a result of that. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Jude 20. You want to know how to get there. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. As we seek the Lord and as we pray in the Holy Spirit and as we, you know, read His Word and pay attention to what God's saying, it builds us up and equips us to fight against the devil. It opens up our eyes so we can see truth and we can see lies. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And when you look at our world out there and everything and see the wickedness, and it's like a massive storm of wickedness out there, we have no power against it. How can we turn that? Well, we can't, but God can. Hallelujah. But our eyes are on you, because you're the one that's going to take care of it. And if we'll follow with you and do what you and say what you want us to say, things are going to be accomplished. 2 Samuel 22, verses 33 to 40. God is my strength and power, and He makes my way perfect. You want a perfect way? God is my strength and power. He makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer and sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war, so that my arms can bend the bow of bronze. You all have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. And I have destroyed them and wounded them so they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet, for you have armed me with the strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. Why did he destroy all of the enemy? Why do we need to destroy all of the devil stuff? The devil has some hold in your life. You can't let him have that hold in your life. You need to get rid of it. You need to stand on the word of God. You need to say, no more. I'm going with God. Hallelujah. And he gives us strength for the battle, and he gives us the victory. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40, verse 29. You say, well, I'm not very strong. He gives power to the weak. And those who have no might, he increases strength. You see, all your excuses go away. Whatever excuses you might have, well, I'm not where I belong or anything, but your excuse, he gives power to the weak. And those who have no might, he increases strength. Hallelujah. Zechariah 4:6. So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. The battle is the Lord's. But we've got to stand there. We've got to believe what God is doing. When you look out there in our world, don't let what seems to be going on disturb you thinking, well, that's life. That's it. That's the way it is. Because God is working behind the scenes. Hallelujah. And he wants to use you and I to accomplish his purpose. Hallelujah. So it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over some of the power of the enemy. No, that's not that good. All. A-L-L is all of the power of the enemy. And nothing shall any means hurt you. Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Our job is to believe. And if you want joy and peace, believe. Believe in what God is doing. That you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And in Ephesians 1:17-23, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also that which is to come. In verse 22, and he put all things, not some things, all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Okay, I want you to think about that a little bit. If Christ is the head of the church and we're the body, we're a part of him. So whatever he's got, all this power that's going on here and everything, it's for us too. It wasn't just for Christ. No, he's the head over all things to the church. And we're a part of his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. And so whatever he's had the power over, he's given it to us also. Hallelujah. 1 John 4, verses 3 and 4. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. It's already done. You have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Hallelujah. And that's what we're facing out there right now, is that Antichrist spirit. The devil's trying to put his Antichrist in early. And the church has to come up against that. Church has to fight against that. Satan, you're not coming in. It's not your time yet. He'll be coming at some point. And I don't want to be around when that happens either. But his time is not now. And so we need to go along with what God is saying, believe what he's saying, and use the word of God. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:13. I can do some things through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, I can do all things. All things. Whatever God's called you to do, he'll give you the power to do it. I can do all things, hallelujah, through Christ who strengthens me. Ephesians 6, 10 to 13. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Hallelujah. We're not wrestling against people. People aren't our enemies. The spirit behind them is what our enemy is. And that's who we need to be going after, not people, against that spirit, against the spirits of wickedness, darkness that's up there in the heavens. They're the ones that are coming down and stirring up the people on the streets where we have the burning and looting and everything else going on. The spirits are what's doing that. Okay, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, and they're not carnal, but they're mighty in God to pulling down strongholds and casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So see, these are the directions that we need to be heading. These are the scriptures. These are the power of God that we need to have within us. Hallelujah. And our battle is not carnal. Yeah, if you're going to go out against the enemy and carnal, you're going to go out and fight that out there in your own self, carnal, you ain't going to make it. God's the only one that can give us the power in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And as we follow him, do what he wants us to do, not just our own thing. There's people that try to do things in their own. You know, they may have some good ideas, and this sounds good, and everything, and that sounds good, and we could go down and do this. And I remember years ago in our church up in Ketchikan, you know, they had these big deals about somebody building a huge church, you know. And we need to check up on that, you know, and find out how we can accomplish that and bring it here into our locale. No, that's not how it works. That was for them. And God has a plan and a purpose for us. Hallelujah. And John 20:21, we've already alluded to this, but so Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. So we've been sent by Jesus. Hallelujah. And if we're doing what Jesus says to do, we're going to be in good shape and we're going to accomplish something for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Matthew 14, verses 27 to 31. This is talking about Peter here walking on the water. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And you know, we're going in our world today, we need to be keeping our eyes focused on Jesus and not be sidetracked by the enemy. We need to have our eyes focused on him. Because if we don't, we start believing what we're seeing and hearing out there, and we'll lose our faith and we'll get ourselves in trouble. Okay, Colossians 2, 6 to 10. "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him." So walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. So you are complete in Christ. Hallelujah. We're complete. There's nothing we have to do other than just believe him and obey him and walk with him. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 54:17 said, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." So as we're going out and doing what God wants us to do, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. And this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. We have the accuser of the brethren who's out there and doing his thing. Oh, look at how he messed up here. He sinned over here, see? You got the accuser of the brethren. But he said, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn." And this is the heritage, hallelujah, of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. And you know, sometimes we really don't know what to pray for. How do we pray in this situation? How do we pray? Romans 8, 26 and 27 says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, what it is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." So when we don't know how to pray, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. You are praying the perfect will of God when you do that. And you may not even understand what it is you're praying because you're speaking in another language. But when you're doing that, you are praying what the Holy Spirit shows us that we're in need of at that point. Hallelujah. So God is looking for somebody to stand in the gap with them. Our crazy world out there, he's looking for somebody to stand in the gap. And what he's wanting us to do, he's wanting us to believe in what God says about the situation. Don't look at the news and, oh, that's what's going on. Okay, well, you know, I can't do anything about that. You know, forget the news. Or, well, you can watch it, whatever, but don't believe it. You know, I look at it this way. Whenever they open their mouth, they're lying. Whenever they open their mouth, they're lying. So don't believe it. Believe what God says about the situation. And he has empowered his saints to proclaim his victory in this world. And he uses us to declare his words of power to destroy the works of the devil. So what we're looking at the word of God, and we're looking at using that against the enemy. When we're praying against the enemy, hold on to that. Believe that. And don't look at circumstances around about us. I believe God is doing a great work even now. I believe there's people that are taken out of the way even now. And we need to just rejoice in what God is doing and don't believe the lies of the enemy. So put your trust in him, put your confidence in him, and you'll be in good shape. Hallelujah. So even though we're living in a world that's gone crazy, we need to keep our trust in God. We need to keep our hope in God. And we need to be seeking the Lord. We need to be seeking the Lord. We mentioned again tonight, you know, about rededicating our hearts. Israel had a lot of rededications of the Lord. The whole people would come together and they would rededicate their hearts to the Lord. And I think that's something maybe that we really need to look into. And do a rededication to the Lord. And say, okay, God, I want to be where you want me to be. I want to say what you want me to say. I want to go where you want me to go. And do it. And believe that God is with you and God is going to accomplish a purpose. Because there's no one out there in this world that's going to straighten out our world except God. And so, align ourselves with God. Align ourselves with God. And believe what he is doing. Put our confidence and trust in him. Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, it's powerful and mighty. Lord, and you declared what we are and who we are and what you're wanting to do, Lord. I pray that you would give us the wisdom and guidance. Give us direction. Help us, Lord, every day. Lord, as we start the day out, Lord, what are you doing today, Lord? Take my life. I give myself to you and use me in this world that we're living in. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that you have given to us, Lord, and you're so faithful to us. And I just give you praise and thanks for everything. Be with your people this night, Lord. Touch our hearts. Encourage us, Lord, to put our confidence and trust in you. We thank you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen.